as Wartell makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Hello, and welcome to your 14th favourite Arsenal podcast. Yes, it's a Bergkamp Wonderland here again. Seems we're meeting every day now. It's almost like the Arsenal are playing well in everything, and everyone's glad to be a gooner, which means nobody bothers watching, Stan. That's the problem with this. I remember in the days we'd lose game after game, play rubbish football. Oh, we'd have 5,000 or 6,000 views per video. Now, the last podcast got about 200. People are going, nothing to moan about, is there? So what we need to get smashed 8-0 by Bayern Munich, want all of our players sent off, want Arteta to leave and go to Man City, and then I want us to be doing going full Man United again. Oh, the glory days of being rubbish. All for an extra few thousand views on the YouTubings. With me this afternoon, tonight, this morning, wherever you are on this wonderful planet of ours, it's Stan the Man.
All right, Danny. All right, everyone in the chat box.
You don't look very well, Stan.
I'm a bit poorly today. A little bit of an upset stomach.
Oh, no. When I was ill, my mum would get food dye and put blue food dye in milk. And what? Then say, do you want some blue milk? And I'd say, okay. And it used to work, used to make me better. And I'd forgotten about that until she reminded me a few years ago. She went, yeah, there was nothing special about it. Used to give it to you and it shut you up. And now, in the scum and villainy cantina in downtown LA, where Kevin Smith does his Fat Man Beyond podcasts, they serve something called blue milk because apparently it's in Star Wars. Who knew? My mum invented blue milk, and then those bastards at Star Wars stole it. Oh, I've used the B word. Should we say hello to some of the unfortunate people that are there in the chat?
Yeah.
Englishman in Canada. Oi, oi. Phil Macca, behave yourself. Si is there. What's the weather like there, Si? I'd imagine. Where is Si? I think he said he's in Texas. Can you get me in, Si? Can you sort me out a visa? I want to come and live in Texas. Oh, meat and hot weather and sexy ladies. Cowboy ladies, yeehaw. Tom's there, Pete is there. What's up, my ABW dogs? He didn't say my, but I've added that bit, make it seem a bit better. Phil, I was in the middle of a film, but as it's you two, I'll let you off. What film are you watching? I bet it's something really shit. Pete, little bloody hell, I should be in bed dying out my age. Oh. The older you get, Pete, Peter, the more you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Phil says, dodgy kebab, Stanley. I don't think Stan is a dodgy kebab man. Do you even get them there?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah. Tidy. Yeah. Pete nice. Says, give me some of that blue milk. I need it now. Oh, Crew says, morning, gents. Hello, Crew. Haven't seen you here before. Hope you're all right. And Sire says, it's 84 degrees. And in English money, that would be 25, 50, 26. Oh, I'll have me a slice of that. It's 13 in English money, which is 26, which is 66 here in the UK. But then again, it is 10 p.m. Oh, dear Stan. Oh, I had curry last night. I had curry again tonight, left over. I do love it, but my belly just doesn't like it. It doesn't get on with it. It gets the right hump, you might say. All right, let's have a... What have we got here? We're going to go and talk about... Crew says, normally listen back, but caught you live. Well, thank you very much, Crew. Lovely. And Peter says, Pete's okay. Better than baldy old shithead. Look at that. I figured it out. Wrong with a baldy. Stan's not a baldy. We found that out recently after him doing pods of us for the best part of, 8 years? He grew hair. Very dodgy. Yeah. Right, Stan, I've been busy doing the preview stuff today. I did it all, had it all nicely done, and then I realised we're actually at home. So I had to go and change some bits. But never mind, I did it again. There's only a few bits. So the game, Stan, it is Arsenal v Bayern Munich. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, small team from Germany. The competition, Champions League. Right, here we go. This is when I say to you lot, you let me know where you live and I'll add you to the list. So you ready? Tuesday the 6th of April, 8 p.m. for formerly Noza in the UK. It is 9 p.m. for Patrick Colson in Arebo, Sweden. It is 1 p.m. for Hantumi in San Francisco, USA. I like this bit, Stan. I think it's nice. 10 p.m. for Hente in Finland. 4 p.m. for my mate Hendrix in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Someone in the YouTube comments told me this. 5 a.m. for Bronzy 59 in Lizard Island, Australia. They put that in the YouTube comments. Said, could you do mine? So I've done it. And finally, it's 12:30 a.m. for Apoorv in Mumbai, India. There you go. We're nothing if not happy to help. TV is on TNT Sports 1. Stan, you won't be watching it, will you? Busy working.
No, it's lunchtime for me here, and I will be busy at work.
Shame, shame, shame. I don't know what station it's on in the UK. It'll either be TalkSport or it'll be Radio 5. Still only one player out injured, which is a mess. Stan, have you ever known in all your many years of being a Gooner to only have one player injured for, what is it, like 3 games in a row now? It's unheard of.
Is it only Timber now is the one that's out?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have it's good to have everybody back, especially with the last 9 games coming up. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't even care if I don't see Timber this season. I'd rather he starts the pre-season fit and healthy. We start again.
Question from Pete there. I've given it a little star for later. So, the previous games against Bayern Munich, how many times do you reckon we've played them, Stan?
Quite a few times in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me, that was a hiccup. Any idea?
No.
12.
Okay.
You seem amazed. 1-3, drawn 2, lost 7, scored 13, conceded 27. Bad times. Most of that was just due to 3 games. The first time we ever played them, the 5th of December, 2000, Arsenal 2, Bayern Munich 2. I think that was it, yeah. And it is, I've managed to put the 2-2 in between the Bayern and the Munich. I don't know if that's a sign. And goals from Thierry Henry and Kanu. And we're actually 2-0 up in that game. And they come back to make it 2-2. What were you doing around Christmas 2000, Stan? I was a new dad. The child was a year and a half old. So my life was nappies, screaming and annoyance. What were you up to?
I think I was in the Philippines. 2000.
Yeah.
Living, working.
You've been everywhere and done everything.
Certainly have.
And now look at you. Sat here with me. Fucking hell, what's it come to? Phil says, throw a sticky. Oh, he's done that today. He can't do it 2 days. No. Phil, I did ask you what film you've watched. Let me know, or else. Sia says, our medical head moved to United earlier this year. Look at their injury list. Not blaming anyone, just an observation. You can blame them, Asai. You can point a sticky finger at them. And I think we'd agree with you, because there's no coincidence, is it, Stan? Because we had a history of bringing players back too soon. I mean, Partey against Spurs, brought him back, injured him.
Yeah.
Mark Backridden is there. Evening, Stan and Danny. Englishman and Canada, it's a film. On the internet, Danny. Well, there you go. That solved the what is Phil watching question. Stan, get the tissues ready. This might well be painful. The last 3 games against Bayern Munich. Look at this. Look what I've done. Up on the screen, Stan, for you and the boys and girls, mums and dads, cats and dogs at home. The last time we played them was the 7th of March 2017. It is the Arsenal 1, Bayern Munich 5. As you can see on the screen, Arsenal scored first, Stan. Theo Walcott. I mean, we've got to be thinking, oh, finally, we've got a chance of beating them, and then, Stan, it all fell apart, didn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, this is very much a different team from those days, a very much different team, a very much different philosophy, and you could even turn around and say that Bayern Munich are very much a different team than what they were at that particular time. If anything, this is a great time to be playing them, by all accounts, by the results that they've been having of late.
I'm looking at our starting 11 plus 3 subs, 14 players, 10 of those are still playing. Did you know that? David Ospina, he's in the Ronaldo League. Bellerin, Betis, Koscielny just retired, Monreal retired. Mustafi is playing in Spain. We all know about Xhaka. The Ox is playing, I think, for Besiktas. Ramsey's for Cardiff. Alex is back at Inter. Giroud is at AC Milan and about to go to play in MLS. Frankie Cock is in Spain. So is Perez. And Ozil is busy going around showing everyone his six-pack. Shame he didn't put that much effort into it when he was an Arsenal player. Game before that, Stan, was the 20th of October 2015. It was Arsenal 2 by Munich 0. The two players I just mentioned, Giroud and Mesut Ozil again. I don't know how we managed to pull this off. I don't know what the return... I think the return leg was probably a loss as well. I think it might have been 5-1. Because we've had three...
Good team, that Munich team. It's not a bad team there.
Yeah, Manuel Neuer's there. But Jerome Boateng is being busy being a journeyman, going from club to club, because he left there. Lahm, I think he retired. Alaba, is it Barcelona? Or is he... Yeah. I know there's one of their fullbacks is now in MLS. Vidal is back in Brazil, I think. The other one, Bennett, I never heard of. Douglas Costa.
Yeah, I don't remember Bennett. I don't remember that one. Arturo.
No.
Is that the one that's just called... No. Arturo. No.
No. And Thiago Ford Sierra Interior Alcantara is at Liverpool, isn't he? Kicking his heels, not doing much. Anyway, we won that game 2-0 and things didn't... That was a much of a glitch. And the final, the most third game away from now, I don't even know how to context that. It is the 19th of February 2014, Stan. I was only 43 years old. I was in my glory days. Just got the... I don't know what I've just got. Yeah. No, they beat us 2-0. And Toni Kroos and Thomas Müller scored for them. Looking at our players, Szczesny in goal, Mertesacker and Koscielny at the back, fullbacks of Gibbs and Sanya. What are you laughing at?
Yeah. I'm just looking at the Yaya Sanogo on there.
On where? Oh, of course, yeah.
On the lineup.
Yeah, he started. Bloody,
yeah. As I know, I was just like,
so,
really?
So against Bayern Munich, we've got Yaya, no goals, Sanogo. And then playing behind him, you've got Super Jackie, Wilshere, Ozil, and the Ox. And goodness how we didn't win that. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on that for too much, Dan, because quite frankly, it makes me sad. What are people in the chat saying to themselves? Avon Teddington is there. Good, good. Mark says, bring back players too soon was a consequence of having a light squad or not enough quality in depth. Well put. Yeah. Foot Gaming. Yeah. What do you say, Stan?
I say I agree.
Oh,
Mark.
Lovely. Foot Gaming says, Danny, Harry Kane will have a hard time, mate. Yeah. The Bayern squad have thrown the coach under the bus again. Stan, that funky barn, it makes you look like a bank clerk.
Thank you very much.
Don't know if that's good or bad. Phil says, Kieran Gibbs retired. Yeah, he was playing in MLS and then retired. Phil Macca says, it says Flappy came on for Cazorla. Weird. Does it? Third game? Oh, that's because, hold on. Szczesny got sent off, 37th minute. Classic Szczesny, Stan. So it was 0-0. Goalkeeper got sent off. We had to take yet again. This is
Wenger. That's right. Fabianski would take off Cazorla, it says. Right, yeah. Okay.
Bring on Lucas, it reminds me of the Champions League final where Lehmann got sent off, and so Wenger took off one of our most creative players to bring on a goalkeeper. Personally, I wouldn't have played a goalkeeper. Again, what do I know? Where are we down to? Size. Oh, yeah. If people want to put your predictions in the chat, we can do now. If you're not staying for the whole show, Size put his one in. Obviously, he's having a bad time of it. Foot says, Danny and Stan, is Cazorla our best midfielder in the Premier? No. Matteo Guendouzi's here. You're a very misunderstood young man, Matteo, and good luck to you in Italy. Harry Kane will not do much against our current lineup. Hopefully. A little prediction there from Mark. Lovely. Last time I ran out of time when I did the prediction, Stan. It was terrible. I couldn't get mine and Josh's in. There's too many people. There's 21 predictions. Right, where are we down to now? So I've covered all the games there. And Mikel Arteta's record against Bayern Munich, Stan, is brilliant because he's never lost a game. That's encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never played them.
I'm really looking forward to this game. I'm not going to be able to see it. I'm hoping that I can hopefully get to see it on replay when I get home. And hopefully avoid the score as well. But I'm really looking forward to this game. It's a very big game for us. And I'm glad that we've got the first leg at home as well. Because I do worry a little bit that some of these big away stadiums could be a little bit over-roaring for some of the players in our team who haven't experienced it as yet. And I think that was something that we learned and saw with us when we went to Porto. So I'm glad that we have this one at home first. We can probably, you know, hopefully tuck some goals away to help offset anything that might happen at theirs in Germany.
Yeah, that's why I prefer to play the home. I'm just reading this. Stan, who's the most deluded, Ten Hag or Pochettino? I mean, that's a podcast.
Oh, for me, Ten Hag, it's a one-horse race there when it comes to delusion. You know, I do look out for his post-match interviews because I do find them so amusing. I literally look out for them or search for them.
He's off his trolley.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I prefer to have the home game second because then you know what you... I suppose now that away goals don't matter, it doesn't really matter whether you get the second leg.
No.
But so it's like you were saying, go out there, get the job done in the first leg at home because it would be easy. The easiest game for the pair of them is going to be the home game. Yeah. Right, so where are we up to? Mikel Arteta's record, the Tommy Tickles, played three, he's won two and he's only lost one. I think that was probably when he was manager of Chelsea. A few players that have played for both sides, stands. Normally, you can get a long old list of this. I can only think of the two. You got this boy, same celebration, both teams, Lukas Podolski. Wonderful player. Scoring against Liverpool there. And the other team, I've got no idea. And the other one, Serge Gnabry.
Yeah.
What a prospect he was, but he didn't want to stay at Arsenal. So we ended up selling him to, I can't remember myself, we got £500,000 for him or 5 million. There was the number five was involved somewhere, and that's how much we got for him. It was sad.
Yeah, they're the only two that I can think of. I can't think of any others that have gone between the two sides.
Got a prediction from Phil and Peter. Thank you. Matteo says, if you guys had to choose winning the Premier League or the Champions League this year, which would you choose and why, Stan?
Oh, for me, that's very easy. For me, it's the Champions League all day. The reason why, you know, I've seen us win some Premier Leagues in the past, but until we win the Champions League, there's a conversation that we're not allowed to join, that we can't get into because we've not sat at that table. So once we get that monkey off of our back, then it means that we can have all conversations, right? We have to win. For me, it's the Champions League.
Nah. Premier League every time. Because
really?
I don't give a fuck about Europe. No. I want to be the best in my country. I'm not going to meet fans from other teams in Europe to go, I'm better than yours because we've won the Champions League. But I know loads of fans of Premier League sides because all my friends who like football. And I'll be able to go, well, Arsenal are the Premier League champions. And what are you going to say about that, sucker? Nothing. Gary's here.
All right, Gary.
All right, Gary. So where are we down to done players? Currently, they are second in the Bundesliga, 16 points behind the mighty Granit Xhaka. Remember him?
Yeah.
16 points behind Bayer Leverkusen. And that is Bayern Munich's form. We were talking before the show. They lost to a team last week. They lost 2-0 to FC Heidenheimen, who won the Bundesliga 2 last year. In 2013-14, they won Division 3. In 2008-09, they won Division 4. And then a year we were the Invincibles, 2003-04, if anyone's forgot, they were in the fifth tier of German football and they got promoted by finishing second. That's the equivalent of, I don't know, Man City getting smashed by Luton. They beat them 3-2 at their place.
Was Eric Dier playing in that match?
Eric Dier, well, you'd imagine so if they conceded three goals. Scrolling. No, it's unused sub. There again, wow. that that Dutch bloke, Martis de Ligt. He wasn't playing. He didn't use him either. I mean, what are you doing when you're not even doing it? They had 10 out of their 11 starters for the other team were German.
Was de Ligt on the bench?
Yeah, he was on the bench. Didn't get used. Number four. You
know, something's gone on there because he's he's by all accounts a very good player. And I was reading a month or so ago that he was not getting into the team and wasn't being picked and was unsettled. So it's the manager. It's down to the manager if you don't want to use all of the tools that you've got out of being stubborn. Out of being stubborn for something, you know, in a situation. But I mean, if they're losing to that team. And they haven't even got Eric Dier in their side. I really hope they play Eric Dier tomorrow. Maybe they were saving him. They were resting him for tomorrow.
Bayern had 7 subs and the other team had 9 subs. I don't know why they only had 7. It could be misread on the website. But, yeah, let's have a... Has anyone put anything in the chat? They have indeed. Carrier. Phil says, you are definitely the best YouTube host in the house, Danny. In my house, I am not. No, as you can see, I've got a sore neck. I feel like I've been hit in the head by a frying pan and I've got dodgy cuts, which I'm struggling to string words together. I know words. I know all the words. Mark says, Champions League for me. See, my mouth is getting dry and I can't get the words out. Remember how we felt when the Spuds got to the final and we had to support Liverpool so they weren't the first North London club to win it? True. Avon says Bayern have given up in the league. They are now saving it for us. Fuck them. Phil says, who'd have thought after winning the title in 2003-04 we would be shit for almost 20 years?
Yeah, it's
true, though. If you'd have told us back then, Stan, you go, we're going to have 2 seasons where we're going to have a run at the title and that's it out of the next 17 years. I think we'd have called them and had them locked up in the loony bin, wouldn't we? Because that would be a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the way it went. That's the way it is, you know?
That's the bottom line, Stan. Because Stan the man says so. Did you watch WrestleMania?
I did, yeah. Both nights.
Oh. Wasn't that the last match, didn't that feel very 1990s?
It did, but I was really hoping that Stone Cold was going to, you know, the glass was going to break.
Yeah.
He was going to come in. They went for the other
hope
instead.
I hoped at the very, right at the end when Cody Rhodes said, there's 2 people I'd like to thank. I was hoping the Gold Dust music would play, but then Mike Feinberg reminded me that he's at AEWs and he's not allowed, but that would have been brilliant. So, I mean, that Gold Dust entrance is one of the greatest ever.
Shattered dreams.
Yeah. This isn't a wrestling podcast, Dan, so we won't bother. No, it's not real. It's not real, apparently. Who knew? Who fucking knew? Pete says, going to make a point of watching Bayer Leverkusen this week, and if they win, Granit will lift the trophy. Go on, my son. Get in there. Mark says, he didn't lit the place up. See, my brain can't even read now. I need to get on with this, Dan. I'm either hydrated or I'm about to pass out. Poor old fella. Moss Sports says, yeah, Stan the man with a plan from Van. Well, we goon over Dusty, Tommy Tickle, Elmo Tuchel, Dead D-Man. I honestly, most of the time, I have no idea what this person is going on about. But at least you're here. Who was it? Shut up, Phil, you big minge. Moss Sports almost left since talking soap operas. Your use of capitalization is hard on the eye. Oh, there's 206 people watching Stan, apparently, according to this. 183 on Twitter. They really need to sort that out. Well, Matty Ogun do is he's back. Start Kivior or Tommy Ashu tomorrow? Well, there's a question for you, Stan.
Well, I think Kivior's been playing really well for us. And our defence has been very, very solid. So for me, I'm like, well, if it isn't broke, you know, don't fix it. So I would stick with exactly what we've been doing there at the back because it's just been working so well. Our defence just looks so solid at the moment, you know, the fullbacks and the central defenders and even David Rao as well. So I wouldn't touch it unless you want to give somebody a rest during the game or whatever. But yeah.
Well, like Pete says, Zinny, Kvyat, or Tommy. For me, it's Kvyat. We need to keep. They've got some. The best part about Bayern Munich is their attack, because Neuer isn't playing. I think he broke his leg skiing ages ago, and he still isn't back. Or he's come back and he's out again. It's one of those two. We're never sure which. And so he's not in goal. So their strong point is their attack. And so if we've got four central defenders playing, that means no matter who goes forward, we've still got three central defenders to bulk up and play three at the back. I just love it, Stan. It's wonderful. Right, get rid of that. I think I've got some other notes to read out. Come on, I clicked on it. You know I clicked on it. Don't start me. Bayern Munich's record this season, Stan, 39 games, 26 wins, 4 draws, 9 losses. They scored 100 goals. They've conceded 48, so a goal difference of plus 52. Arsenal's record this season, played 43, won 28, lost 8, drew 7, scored 95 and conceded 35, a goal difference of plus 60. So that's pretty good. But the Bayern Munich's danger men, I've had a look at this. I've seen a couple of Bayern Munich games. Jamal Musiala is very, very dangerous. He played for Southampton.
I've heard about this guy.
What have you heard?
He's quite good. That Musiala is like an attacking midfielder, right?
Yep.
Did he say he's from Southampton originally? He played there.
He's German, but he was at the Southampton Academy and then the Chelsea Academy, and then they sold him back to Bayern or some German team for, I think, $500,000.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard about this guy.
He's represented England at about 5 different youth levels, but now he's a full-blown German international. Also, a young man called Harold Kane, 30-year-old, very ugly, 30. This season, 38 goals and 12 assists. Don't rate him. You?
It's just typical, isn't it? That he's probably going to win the golden boot, but not the league. That would be so funny. It'd just be like he's playing in England again.
He's going to dread it. And hopefully, we'll make him.
Because individually, he's doing really well for them. You know, individually, but it always, you know, it seems like a bit of a mirror of what happened with him at Tottenham. Again, individual, wins all of the individual plaudits, but no trophies. And it seems to be happening again.
Indeed. Leroy Sané, their right winger, 9 goals, 12 assists. Serge Gnabry hasn't played much this season. He isn't their number one starter for every single game, which I think is a bit weird. Plus, you've got Müller, Goretzka, Koeman, and Gnabry. They've got some great players going forward, so that's what we've got to be careful for. Current form, Stan, Arsenal played 5, won 4, drawn 1, lost none, scored 8, conceded 1 in 5 games. Bayern Munich's last 5 games, they've won 3 and lost 2, but they've scored 18, but they've conceded 8. That is a team in trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, by all accounts. I mean, when you go and buy Eric Dier, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. You know, you put it on yourself. So, you know.
Avon's got a little thing here from Simon Collins, ex of this podcast. There's a big boost for Bayern Munich as Manuel Neuer takes part in training this morning ahead of the Arsenal game tomorrow. 4 other players back in training too, including Sané and Koeman. Oh, God, there's 2 players. 3 players you don't want back. Doesn't matter. We're the Arsenal and we are great. So, Stan, how do you see the game going?
Well, as I say, I'm fairly confident because the first leg of the tie is at home. So I think that really bodes well for us. You know, if we can put them to the sword in this leg, we've been scoring freely. If that can continue and we can, you know, get maybe 3 goals in this game. I'm actually thinking that my prediction is going to be 3-1. Because I do think that they're capable of scoring goals. But if we continue the way that we've been playing, especially at home, and put them to the sword, then it should be a formality when we go to theirs. Even if we just keep it tight and lock everything up and don't give them a quarter, we can get through.
Yeah, looking at their last Champions League away games, they lost 1-0 at Lazio. They beat Man United 1-0. They beat Galatasaray 3-1. They beat Copenhagen 2-1. And they lost 3-0 at Man City in April last year, and then they went to PSG and beat them 1-0. There's no massive wins or decent wins against big sides. I mean, they beat Man United, but everybody beats Man United. I mean, they beat Copenhagen by a goal, Man United by a goal, PSG by a goal. And a team that we have done this season, we've beat them once and drawn with them twice, Man City. Man City beat them 3-0. So that yeah. gives me hopes then.
Oh, I'm very positive about this one.
So am I. Anyone got any more predictions? Because at the moment we've only got 5 predictions, and I will do this as a YouTube short, a TikTok, Tok Tik thing, whatever it's called. I don't know. Where are we down to? Phil says, bloody Stan, I keep thinking the game is on at lunchtime now.
Silly boy.
So we need some more predictions, people. We've only got 5. And according to this, there is 21 people watching on YouTube and 2 on Facebook. Come on, do the right thing, because we've hit the half-hour mark. Stan's not very well. I can't speak. And I've got a burp that's trying to get out. Come on, more predictions. Just type and get your fat fingers. Give them a wiggle on the keyboard. Oh, Avon says, I have a 100% record in getting my predictions wrong to uphold. Well, nothing if not consistent. Oh, Pete's put one in there. Good. That's 6 that we've got. Right. I think we should win tomorrow's game. I'm not expecting us to win by much, but as long as we stop them scoring, that's the most important thing. And with our magnificent defence and their holy defence, then, I'm confident.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not going to give my prediction yet. Oh, Tom Andrews put his prediction in there. Phil says I can never speak or read. Phil's heading towards the naughty step tonight. Pete says, post-game with Deke Swipe. Yes, indeedy. Ah, Tony on Twitter, on YouTube, has given his prediction. That means we've got 8 predictions. Stan's going to make sure there's none that are going to bowl me a googly there, because I tend to fumble over them when there's too many of them. Right, a little bit of silence, and then I will do the predictions. And at the end, Stan, you give me a quick prediction, I'll do mine, and then that'll be it. And then a little bit of silence, and then we'll say goodbye, and then we'll go on our way. Right. Here are the predictions for Arsenal v Bayern Munich in the Champions League on Tuesday night. Si says 5-1 to Bayern Munich. Mark says 5-1 the Arsenal. Avon, 3-0 the Arsenal. Phil Macker, 3-0 the Arsenal. Pete Coulson, 3-1 the Arsenal. Pete Little, 3-1 the Arsenal. Tom Andrew, 3-1 the Arsenal. Tony, 2-1 the Arsenal. And there's one more there. Colin Addy says 4-0 the Arsenal. Stan, what are you going for?
I'm going to go for 3-1 the Arsenal.
Wonderful. And I am going to go 2-0 the Arsenal. And that are the predictions. There we go, Stan. I said goo. I don't know why I said goo. There we go, Stan. Wonderful. Anything else to say before we go? Because I'm not feeling very well. You're not very well.
Nothing more from me, really.
Yeah. What was your favourite moment of WrestleMania?
I quite like the last match on night 2.
Yeah.
You know, with the surprises and the way that it was done.
But did it make you feel old to see young men looking old?
A little bit. It was good fun, though.
It was good fun. Just wonder how much they had to pay those two to turn up and do what they did.
Yeah.
They didn't do it for free.
No.
And I'm looking forward to the Triple H running WWF, because he's not off his trolley. And he's not going to nonce anyone up, allegedly. Allegedly. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to go, Stan. All right, Stan, thank you very much for joining us when we've both been feeling poorly. And if people want to listen to you or follow you somewhere, where can they do this?
I'm on Twitter at Stan_the_man68. And also on the Arsenal Fan Circle on Thursdays and Sundays, and every now and again on the Fools Nelson Wrestling Podcast.
You're going to have a lot to talk about.
Who are these guys?
I've no idea, Russ. I've no idea who we are. We're just a couple of sick gooners. And I don't mean sick like the young kids say. I mean sick as in not well. If you go back and listen to the whole show. Anyway, at least we did a show, Stan.
Yep.
Falling apart. But we managed to do it. I forgot how to read. I forgot how to speak. And I got double vision. I might not even make it to the game. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for watching. Feel free to subscribe if you want. It's only £5 a month. We'd secretly take it out of your bank accounts. I'll give it a thumbs up, which is you get £1,000 from YouTube if you give it a thumbs up. I could well be making it up. I've got no idea. Right, Stan, I'm going to end the show. Give everybody a little wave. Bye-bye. Come on, you Gunners. Let's sort of show these Germans how to play football. Bye-bye.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see them at Ibs. So when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on them and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.